Well, to some breaking news now about the civil war in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his military to begin pulling out of that country. Putin made the surprise announcement at the Kremlin, and it comes as the latest round of peace talks on the Syrian civil war are underway in Geneva. Michelle Kellerman is NPR's diplomatic correspondent in Washington. Michelle, how big is this?
Well, potentially it could be big. We'll have to see. Putin was meeting with his defense minister, and he said he was instructing the armed forces to start pulling out of Syria by starting tomorrow over the next few months. And it was sort of, I don't know, like a mission accomplished speech. He was saying that the Russians have largely fulfilled their objectives there. He didn't give any figures of how many troops would be leaving, but said that the Russians will continue to hold on to its naval base in Syria and hold on to an air base. So those operations will continue.
Well, the civil war has claimed more than 250,000 lives. It triggered the refugee crisis across Europe with millions fleeing the fighting. The fifth anniversary of the start of the civil war is tomorrow. And today's announcement comes just 5 months after Russia stepped up its activity in support of Bashar al-Assad. Any sign that the U.S. was maybe involved in this, or is this a surprise to the U.S. as well?
The U.S. seemed to be a bit taken aback, but I would say that the timing of this is quite interesting because, as you mentioned, the peace talks are getting underway in Geneva right now. And there was always a school of thought, maybe it was sort of more optimistic thought, that the Russians were in there to help Bashar al-Assad get to negotiations in a more serious manner, to be more to have the wind at his back, so to speak. And maybe now that this is a sign that the Russians are saying, OK, it's time to negotiate. That would be the optimistic take on this. The other take on this would be that Putin has realized that he's gotten what he can out of this. He's gotten his he's gotten Bashar al-Assad to the negotiating table in a much stronger position. And his spokesman pointed out that he didn't even talk to Assad today in their phone call about leaving office. So perhaps this is just you get to negotiations to have a long, drawn-out process where Assad stays in power.
Well, you talk about the timing. We were wondering if world opinion might have anything to do with Putin's decision. We know that doesn't normally affect his decisions. But just today, CNN's Clarissa Ward aired devastating tape from inside Syria. It was about a Russian airstrike that hit a fruit market in a rebel-held area. Just devastating images of people who'd been killed, seeming to confirm critics' claims that Russia wasn't targeting ISIS in Syria, as it said, but was rather targeting Syrian rebels and forces opposed to President Assad. Do you think that there's anything, that there might be any connection there?
I'm not sure that sort of thing really moves Putin. Mm-hmm. It certainly didn't when he was bombing Chechnya back in the late 90s. But I would say that he mentioned today, he did not mention the fact that that they're going after ISIS. You know, he said mission accomplished, but obviously that kind of signals that ISIS was never really the target of any of this. I should also say that his defense minister was quoted as saying the Russians killed 2,000 foreign fighters who came from Russia to join Syrian rebel groups. And that was another reason that Putin said that he was getting involved in Syria, that there were groups, presumably people from Chechnya or other Muslim regions in southern Russia, that were fighting in Syria. So that was another part of this mission accomplished speech today.
But as you say, fighting in Syria, not with ISIS, but with the rebel-held groups, with the rebel groups who were fighting Bashar Assad. So interesting.
I think they're across the board, but certainly in those areas.
Well, but is there any sense, I think you just alluded to it, that Russia maybe made any dent at all in the strength of ISIS? You know, you were just saying that it seemed obvious that that wasn't his main goal, but Was there any dent in ISIS?
Most of their airstrikes were not in areas where ISIS is in control. They were in areas where other opponents of Bashar al-Assad were in control.
Okay.
You know, that said, if this peace process can get underway, if they can really negotiate some sort of end to that part of the war, the idea that the U.S. and Russia and others have is that then everyone can focus attention on ISIS you know, again, this is a very complicated, messy war, and it's difficult to see how that's going to happen.
Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, what's next? Because ISIS is of course, not at the negotiating table.
Well, the next couple of weeks, the UN envoy, Stephane de Mistura, is having these proximity talks in Geneva. He calls this a moment of truth. Those were his words today. And he talked about how the mother of all the issues is the political transition, whether or not these warring sides can come together on an agreement to ease Bashar al-Assad out of power.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you.